This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, March 18th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins celebrated National Ag Day today, speaking with media outlets across the country. New data released yesterday suggests agriculture contributed just shy of 19% of the nation's gross domestic product last year, or over $9.5 trillion. Secretary Rollins says everyone should celebrate Ag Day.
There is no doubt that the importance of ag, and especially today on National Ag Day, but the importance of ag to the economy, to food security, which really is national security, to every single corner of rural America, it just couldn't be more important today than ever before. And what a joy, again, today on National Ag Day, to continue that conversation, to elevate what's important to America, to ensure that our leaders on both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat, fully understand that. And it's funny, you brought up the farm bill, and you're my fourth or fifth radio interview this morning, and we haven't talked about the farm bill yet, but today on National Ag Day, Jeff, I think that's extremely important to note that we've got to start moving in that direction. And I've already been in massive conversations with the key folks on the Hill on how to do that, how to hopefully make it a smooth, I know I'm probably being a little bit optimistic here, but how to even perhaps make it a smooth and seamless process and get this farm bill done, but also get everything done that we need to get done to expand, get rid of that trade deficit we have, right, to get the cost of input down and to get prosperity back into rural America.
Rollins acknowledged that budget cuts and government downsizing is painful, but may ultimately allow Congress to put more money where it's needed. And in the case of the farm bill, more risk management tools for farmers.
Is it allows us to put money where it needs to go, right? We can realign the federal government, realign where taxpayer dollars are spent. It doesn't mean that everything needs to be cut. It just means that we need to cut the fat where it is, where it's grossly overweight, the government, and then redirect some of that money into where we really need it, such as reference prices in the farm bill. So I don't see that as an obstacle at all. I actually see it as an opportunity as we're having these conversations at the White House and across the government.
President Trump has called on farmers to produce more for domestic markets. One demand source would be growth in renewable fuels. Rollins says she's collaborating with EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin on upcoming RVO numbers for biofuels.
He understands it. We've already held meetings together. We met with the key senators from the states that this is a very important issue to. Of course, Senator Grassley, Senator Ernst, Senator Fisher, and several others. And he is fully aware of that. And we have a continuing conversation on how important that is moving forward.
In an interview this morning, Rollins told me that information on economic assistance dollars would be coming today.
Well, there will be a big announcement today, and that's on National Ag Day. Press releases they're moving out. You heard it here first. The portal will open, and that money should be moving very, very, very quickly.
Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman said that Congress approved the critical funding to provide a bridge to help ensure hardworking American farm families can continue operations this season while Congress works on an updated farm bill. Bozeman said the current safety net fails to serve as an effective risk management tool. He praised Rollins and USDA for acting quickly to disperse the funds. Producers can apply for the program beginning tomorrow. Well, today, March 18th, was also Biodiesel Day, celebrating the birth of Rudolf Diesel, who invented the diesel engine and believed in fuels from plant sources. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, we talk to U.S. farmers and growers every day to hear their concerns and help them meet their goals and challenges. From research and development to create innovative products to digital solutions to reduce water use and create healthy soil, we work hand in hand with America's men and women who feed and power the world. When the American farmer has a successful crop, we all benefit. Learn more about Syngenta and our support of the U.S. farmer online at syngenta-us.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.